In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ravens will be back on the practice field tomorrow, getting ready for the Cleveland Browns. Vegas now has them as prohibitive favorites to win the AFC North. Let's talk some Ravens now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Morgan Atz at Fox 45 Sports joins us now. Morgan, Vegas thinks the Ravens are back. Do you think the Ravens are back?
I think they are back in the current moment of taking care of business and what they need to do. And like I told you guys a few weeks ago, they're going to win the AFC North.
You did.
I still believe that. After that, we'll see. But as far as this game in Cleveland, I know this is normally a split, no matter how great or bad the teams are. But the Ravens just have too much on the line. Defense has continued to trend upward. I'm sure we'll discuss the offense. But I would feel comfortable saying they will sweep the Browns this season.
Speaking of the offense, we've been talking a lot about the tight end position to start the show, Morgan. And it was surprising heading into the Dolphins game. They had the third fewest receiving yards by a tight end group in the NFL. But they've been showing up over these past couple weeks. Andrews, three touchdowns. Kohler's getting in the end zone likely. Are you expecting this group to really start carrying its weight in the second half of the season?
I am, because I think that's their best bet. The stats are going to be skewed. You didn't have Lamar for three games, and then they also started the season 1-5. Even when he was playing, they weren't being great, and that goes back to kind of the defense, but the offense was clicking. But clearly they need the bigger bodies in there to help the offensive line, and their playmakers right now have been their tight ends, granted the wide receivers and the threat that they can at least stretch, and Zay's ability in the middle and with his speed can open that up. But this is going to be the way that the Ravens have to go, and clearly the most productive way that they can go, because they're not getting it on the outside, downfield, deep ball, impressive threats right now. And that's okay. If you want to be a run and grind and do what you can to get by, I think one way they can open up the offense even more, and it was good to see against Minnesota, was Lamar Jackson running more and not looking so like, oh, I can tell something's up, like when we saw in the run with Miami. But I think just get back to let Lamar do what he does. Let him be a dual threat. I know he wants to pass. I know he's developed into a phenomenal passer, but use the threat of the legs to keep the defenses honest. And that just opens up so much more when you pair him and Henry. You don't know which way they're going to go and how explosive he can be. So I think it's a tie-in with both of those.
Well, the season's obviously ebbed and flowed, but is there any part of you that feels like this is probably what they are, in that they're not running the ball as well as they would like? They're not pushing it downfield as well as they would like. The defense is making incremental gains, but we know what they lack up front. Is there a part of you that just thinks, like, at the end of the day, they're good enough to beat 65% of the league, 70% of the league, that's kind of like them or worse, but they're not going to be able to punch up in weight class, that they're not – that what they were showing us against Detroit and against Kansas City and against Buffalo, maybe it's not as lopsided in January, but they're also probably not as good as the best 6 to 8 teams in the NFL?
I agree with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at this point, because I do think they're going to win the AFC North. I do think they're getting into the playoffs, even if it is a wild card for some reason. The North doesn't happen, but the North would probably most likely have to happen when you look at the rest of the AFC and how the wild cards would fall. So let's say they win the AFC North, my scenario. I don't know, because what we've thought of this team, when they're running through everybody the last couple seasons and they get to the playoffs and then ultimately don't step up to the plate against these teams that are, and those scenarios, not better.
Yeah.
But when you flip the script to this season, those teams are better. So if you just get in, who knows what happens? Get in healthy, get in hot, hope that teams like the Broncos, in my opinion, is a false great team right now, that they win their division, make it kind of weird where you could maybe get some more home games, or you could go play these teams, in my opinion, that are lesser, even though the records are different. And it's a brand new ball game in January for everybody. We know that. Do I have confidence saying right now this team is going to make a run and they're a Super Bowl team? Absolutely not. But that doesn't mean it can't happen.
Right.
Stranger things have happened. Get hot, stay healthy. But I just want the snap of the finger, just some game, and maybe we'll see it in December because the competition is going to heat up in December. This offense just to look like a glimmer of what it was the last two seasons, and we are just not seeing that. And a lot of it does fall on the offensive line, and then a lot of it falls on schematically, and maybe that is because of the line, they can't do what they want to do, and then the injuries to Lamar Jackson, and just in general, there's just something is off with the offense, which is surprising to see from a team that we know has done more in the previous seasons with this group.
Morgan, sticking with the offense, I think something that's been really shocking to see is just how poor they've been in short yardage situations. And they thought, okay, maybe Patrick Ricard will come back and it'll get better, but it just hasn't. Do you think this is going to continue to be a season-long issue?
I mean, it has so far. Why wouldn't it be for the next couple of months? I think we all have said it enough, and it's been beat up enough, and rightfully so, as they have issues along the offensive line. And Pat Ricard has helped. You can't blame Derrick Henry. I mean, it's like he has to have a little bit of something to go. I do think if you get more creative with more runs with Lamar, it's going to, like I said earlier, keep defenses more honest, and that could hopefully open it up a little bit more. But they're just not doing what we've seen in years past. Even what we saw at the beginning of the season, win or lose, scoring 30-plus points, we're not seeing that right now. And it's a little bit perplexed, but Lamar just got back. They're on a streak. They're feeling themselves a little bit more. Let's see what the end of this month in December brings.
Talking to Morgan Atz, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. So, Morgan, let's look at the defense. And now, all of a sudden, they're getting turnovers in bunches. Now, they played Minnesota Sunday. J.J. McCarthy stinks. Dylan Gabriel is going to start Sunday for Cleveland. He stinks. And then Justin Fields probably the week after. And he kind of stinks, too. So do we expect these to, like, your turnovers, I like to say turnovers are contagious. Do you expect this to continue, the defense creating turnovers?
I do. I mean, especially against the three quarterbacks you just rattled off, turnovers should be a given every game. I do think they come in bunches, and the fact that when you play, you get more confident. When you're making big plays, you get more confident. Everybody's gelling. Everybody's getting along. Everybody's having a good time. That all comes with wins. And don't act like they weren't incredibly frustrated at the beginning of the season and some of that playing out. And then, of course, Alohi Gilman comes in. Kyle Hamilton, just your everything, gets to be your everything on defense. It has really changed the defense. And because of injuries along the defensive line, they've gotten bigger with who they're playing now in the defensive line. And I think that that has dramatically helped. And then Draymond Jones, we noticed him, right? We noticed him in the first game. We didn't, not like Jalen Phillips last night for the Eagles, but let's notice you some more. And that's great. Right. And I think that is a great trade, a great addition, and little things like that. It's the trickle down effect. It's the momentum. It's just the vibes. You're feeling great. And I think this defense right now has no reason not to be feeling themselves and thinking that they are why they're winning right now. And you can't help sit in front of them.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They can't help the schedule. They can't help who's in front of them. So take care of business like they are now with who you should. And again, we'll see what happens come the colder, chillier December times when you've got some pretty big games with the Patriots and Packers and Steelers to end the season.
Well, over at the warehouse, it is the hot stove, the furnace is at least firing. We've got officially start a free agency. I don't know. I feel like things are very tepid here and expectations are tepid. And, you know, they had their press conference and, you know, like it's a fine hire. But yeah. I don't get the sense that people, I don't know. It just feels like a different offseason to me than some other ones. And I know that Mike Elias, you know, has his owner saying, parroting his talking points, we don't need to win press conferences. There's a part of me that wonders if they need to win a press conference or two. What do you think?
I just walked out of that, like, Craig Albernaz was media charming and impressive and, of course, highly qualified to be getting looks at first-time manager, and it wasn't the only organization that potentially wanted to hire him. So that was great. The rest, it is. You're right. It's more of the same. But I like the pressers after the fact. Like after we've done something, look at what we have.
Right.
Or after we've won or lost, look at what we've done. The introductory things are great. That was for Craig Albernaz.
Yeah.
That wasn't for anything else. It was for the fan base to know him. But it's not going to be, here's our plan and look what we're doing. And we'll see. And we know the way this team works. I mean, it's not going to probably happen right away in December. So hopefully a couple signings here silences that. I mean, the young core is there and the talent is there. We know what pieces they need. They need a veteran bat or two and just that presence. And they need some starting pitching. Oh, yeah, and they need an entirely new bullpen.
Yep.
Hey, Kittredge is back, Morgan.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Rico Garcia is back.
Yes.
I want Tyler Wells to be the closer. Give him the closer opportunity. But we keep hearing over and over that they like him more in the rotation. But if you get some more arms in that rotation, it pushes him to the bullpen. And I like that role for him. We shall see. But, yes, Andrew Kittredge is back. Fans, dust off those jerseys. You can wear them this season. And we'll see. I'm not saying it's doom and gloom for the Orioles. I mean, they know what they need to do. Do you want to be last year's team or do you want to be who you were the 2 years before that? And you hope the lightning in the bottle with the young roster and the young core players that was just kind of a fluke a little bit last season. And we see additions and pieces that mesh well with them and you get that pitching and you don't have all the injuries, the rotation, and we'll see what happens. But they definitely need additions. So I think if you see the additions, the fan base and everybody else will get a little bit more interested. But it's also November. It's football time.
Hey, Max Scherzer still wants to pitch. That seems on brand for them.
Jeez.
I mean, 4 or 5? I mean, it's not going to be 1 through 3.
Morgan, thanks as always. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep. Maryland, the University of Maryland is hosting the Big Ten Men's Soccer Tournament. Maryland plays UCLA tomorrow. Their head coach, Sasha Shirovsky, joins us next here on The Fan.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.